I would like to begin our meeting this morning first with a few general comments, especially for those who are not members of the confraternity. A reminder, first of all, what the confraternity is. Different religious orders have third orders. So there's Third Order Franciscan, Third Order Dominican, Third Order Carmelite. Those are three that are perhaps the best well known. But of course, nowadays, given the great apostasy, you can't just become a Third Order Dominican and find a Dominican priest, usually, or a Carmelite priest or Franciscan, to be part of that Third Order. So we have our Third Order for our religious congregation, but we call it a confraternity because we're not an order. So we don't have a Third Order because we're not officially an order. So we call it a confraternity. And there are two primary purposes of the confraternity. One is to provide the laity with a rule of life, a certain amount of prayers that we recommend that they say each day. And in fact, I want to just read the list of the prayers that we ask our confraternity members to recite each day. And they are as follows. And most of you are probably doing this already every day. The first one is the difficult one. A 10-minute meditation in the morning. That would be using a book like The Imitation of Christ or some book to read and think about, read a meditation, think about the truths that it mentions, and then make what we call mental prayer. So you're not praying formally with words with the lips like the Our Father and the Hail Mary, but you're praying from your heart, and you're asking God's help that day. And all spiritual writers talk about the value of meditation or mental prayer. It's not an easy thing to do. We do it every morning for a half hour. And we feel that that's a kind of that sets the tone for the day. And so we recommend to our laity 10-minute morning meditation. The other spiritual exercises of confraternity members are the Little Office of the Immaculate Conception, a brief examination of conscience at midday, recitation of 5 decades of the Rosary and the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, 1 Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be for the living and deceased of the entire congregation, examination of conscience and act of contrition before retiring, frequent attendance at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, 15 minutes of daily spiritual reading, and then once a week to read from the book True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary by St. Louis Marie de Montfort, or another Marian book approved by the director in place of that day's spiritual reading. So those are the daily spiritual routine for members of the confraternity of Mary Immaculate Queen. So getting back to what I was saying, what are the benefits that it provides the laity? It provides you with, it incorporates you into the family, you might say, of our religious congregation, priests and brothers and religious sisters, so that you share in their daily life of prayer by being a member of the confraternity. Plus, it gives you the rule, which we have here, and these daily spiritual norms. And also, we have a monthly meeting. And anyone is welcome to attend the meeting every month, which is on the spiritual life. But if you would like to become a member, so again, anyone can attend without becoming a member. And some would like to do what they can to follow the spiritual guidelines, but maybe without becoming a member. And I would just want to say that becoming a member, some will hold back because they'll say, well, I don't know if I can do that every single day. I would say you try to do it, see how well you can do, and it's not binding under pain of sin, even for members. So it's a guideline, and obviously it should be taken seriously, but someone who misses the office one day or their spiritual reading, etc., that's not binding under pain of sin. All right, so I just wanted to give that introduction. So if there is anyone that would like to become a member and is not, let me know. There's a little ceremony we do, and you can become a member if you wish. You can also get a copy of this booklet. This is a handbook, we call it, and it has the Little Office of the Immaculate Conception, which I think is a beautiful office, and it also has the rule and the ceremony to become a member. All right, this morning I wanted to speak about briefly for our spiritual conference, quoting from a book by St. Alphonsus Liguori called The Way of Salvation. And in this book he has a section on a Christian's rule of life, and he gives six means of preserving the grace of God. And this must be very important for us, because it's not enough to start on the path of living our faith and working out our salvation and striving for heaven. We need to persevere, and that's where the big problem comes in. Sometimes our people get all enthused, and they'll say, oh yes, I'd like to become a member of this, or I'd like to go to only to the traditional mass and so forth. And they start off well, but they don't continue. So in other words, that's what St. Alphonsus is giving here. What are the means of persevering in a good spiritual life? And these are the means he gives. So I'll read them, and then we'll go through them briefly, individually. The first is to flee from the occasions of sin. Second, the practice of mental prayer. Third, the frequentation of the sacraments. Fourth, to hear Mass often. Five, visit to the Most Holy Sacrament and to the Blessed Virgin. And number six, prayer. So these are the six means that St. Alphonsus gives for living a good Christian life and persevering. The first one is fleeing from occasions of sin. Now, we have, in today's world, we have occasions of sin around us all the time. But we especially have to flee from unnecessary occasions of sin. Maybe there is a certain place that, you know, for me it's not good to go into that place. Or certain companions. And you say to yourself, I need to discontinue associating with that person or those individuals. They're not good for me spiritually. So this is what he means by avoiding occasions of sin. Any person, place, or thing that is for us a spiritual danger. That's the first point. The second is mental prayer. And that's what I just got done speaking about. The saints tell us that mental prayer and mortal sin cannot coexist. Someone who engages in mental prayer each day will give up sin, or if he doesn't want to give up sin, he'll give up mental prayer. The two cannot coexist. And mental prayer is a wonderful thing. It is, again, praying more from the heart and the mind than with the lips. And I often mention this wonderful story that's found in the book on St. John Marie Vianney, that he had a parishioner, a farmer, who would come to the church every morning, and he would set his tools outside the church, leaning them up against the church, and he would go in and make a visit. Then he'd go out and get his tools, go to the field, work all day. And then when he came home at the end of the work day, he would put his tools outside the church and go in and make a visit. And we're talking about a half-hour visit every morning and evening. But St. John Marie Vianney noticed that he just knelt there gazing up, and he'd come up to the front and he would just gaze at the tabernacle. And sometimes his lips were moving a little bit. Oftentimes they were not. And so one day he asked him, what do you say? What do you think about when you make your visit? And he found it hard to explain. He said, I look at him, and he looks at me. I look at our Lord, I look at the tabernacle, and I know he's looking at me. And that's all he could say. What was he doing? He was practicing mental prayer. He came into the church because he wanted to be with our Lord. He was communicating from his heart. Now, mental prayer is something, as I mentioned, we religious, we do every day. But we find that we can always improve our practice of mental prayer. So it's something that takes effort, it takes time. And what you do is you get a good meditation book. And you read a meditation or part of it, and then you stop and you think about it. And those thoughts lead you to, from your heart, to make acts of love of God, asking for his help, thanksgiving, adoration, and so forth. So mental prayer is the second thing that St. Alphonsus gives for living a good Christian life. The third is the frequentation of the sacraments. That should be obvious. And of course, frequent and even daily Holy Communion, which I know many of you try to do, but also frequent confession. There's some people who will say, well, you know, I just went to confession a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I can't think of anything to confess. We can always confess our faults and the sins of our past life. But confession, or I should say penance, is a sacrament. And because it's a sacrament, it's one of the primary channels of God's grace to us. So frequent confession and frequent Holy Communion are tremendous means of grace if we want to advance in the spiritual life. That's his third point, fleeing occasions of sin, mental prayer, frequentation of the sacraments. The fourth is to hear Mass devoutly and often. And, of course, there are different ways of attending Mass. Sometimes we'll follow our missal, and we'll be reading the prayers of the missal, and other times we would prefer just to meditate on the Passion of our Lord, even to pray the rosary. But what he means here is to go to Mass often and to assist at Mass with devotion, with our mind and heart engaged in attending Mass. We unite ourselves with the priest who offers our Lord to the Heavenly Father. And we offer ourselves to unite our crosses and our daily duties and our sufferings, to unite those with our Lord as he offers himself to his Heavenly Father at Holy Mass. So the Mass is the greatest thing in the world, and we should attend Mass as often as we can. Number five, he says, the visit to the Most Holy Sacrament and to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, we have, obviously, a wonderful privilege in our religious houses of having the Blessed Sacrament with us under the same roof. So I can just go down the hall, I can go into the chapel. What you can do to do this, if you don't live close to a church, is you can make a visit every day, so to speak, to your family altar, where you have the picture or statue of Jesus and Mary, the Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart of Mary, and just to pray. So, and spiritually, to visit the Blessed Sacrament. And if you come here during the day, to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. So, many spiritual writers talk about this, that in addition to going to Mass in the morning, later on in the day, in the afternoon, sometime, make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. Now, we have in our circumstances today, we don't have what we had before Vatican II, with Catholic churches everywhere, where most people, at least who live in a city, didn't have to go too far to go to a church, could even walk there oftentimes. And so they could do this, fulfill this fifth recommendation of St. Alphonsus, to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. But as I said, you can do that in a spiritual way, in your homes, before your family altar, to stop what you're doing and to place yourself in spirit before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and adore him. And again, remember that story of the old man. He looks at me and I look at him. We just want to be with our Lord and ask for his help. And then the last thing is prayer. And under that, he includes the rosary, which we should pray every day, as Our Lady requested, as well as any other prayers that you pray. So I'd like to read a section of that. The sixth means, which above all others I recommend you to practice, is holy prayer. It is certain that without the divine assistance, we can do nothing good for our souls. God also has declared that graces are granted to those only who ask for them. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and it shall be given you. Therefore, he says to St. Teresa, he who seeks not does not receive. Hence, it is a common opinion of the Holy Fathers, along with St. Thomas Aquinas, that without prayer, it is impossible to persevere in the grace of God and to save one's soul. Now, there's more that he has here, and I would like to save that for our next month, and we will also talk about distraction, because many people bring this up. Well, when I pray, I find myself, my mind is so filled with distractions. So how can we reduce our distractions and deal with them? And let us also remember not to give up prayer just because we often are distracted, but continue to make an effort to fight off the distractions and pray. So these means of avoiding occasions of sin, of mental prayer, frequentation of the sacraments, frequent assistance and devout assistance at Holy Mass, and a visit to our Lord, our Blessed Mother, and prayer in general. These are the means that St. Alphonsus gives to persevering in living a good life, because it's not enough that we start. We have to continue, and we have to persevere.